7:49 on this Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us. The Senate on Beacon Hill is digging into its annual budget debate this week. Joining us live from Boston to continue our discussions about the all-important and all-consuming budget negotiation process is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Catherine.
All right, let's start with the basics of what the Senate is negotiating, and that is, what is the scope and scale of their version of what they'd like to see for next year's budget?
Yeah, really all three versions, the governor's, the House's, and the Senate's, is $42.7 billion. And that's about a 3% increase over last year's budget, which is within bounds of what the economy is doing and, you know, how revenues are coming in. Of that pie, 38% goes to MassHealth, which is the insurance program for the poor. And it keeps our, sky-high universal coverage rate where it's at in the high 90s. After that, it's kind of other health and welfare benefit programs that takes up about 15%, and then aids to cities and towns, which includes money for funding for K-12 schools and roads and bridges and things at the local level. That's 14.5% of the total.
These are big percentages. I'm looking at them, and okay, quick math. That's like 2/3, or maybe even more than 2/3 of the budget right there. That means everything else is split up into the last third of what's left in this budget.
Right. So you're kind of getting the idea that they don't have a lot of discretionary ability to move things around.
Wow.
But this was about $14 billion left over of that $42.7 billion. And that's everything from transportation to the rainy day fund to environmental programs and parks and labor programs and workforce things and hundreds of other items. So what the Senate has been doing all week, and they're going to wrap up later today, is working really in the margins of not necessarily those billion-dollar numbers or even millions of dollars, but tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars on projects they prefer, district priorities, things like that.
Okay, so that makes sense. We were just reporting a story about an amendment to put $1 million toward a loan for people of color who'd like to open marijuana-related businesses, and that got booted out. I mean, there's like, 1,100 or so amendments, and I guess that's why some of these things are getting shuffled around, is there's not a lot of money left to put toward these things.
Exactly. And that really gets to the frustration of a lot of these Democratic members of the House and the Senate, where they want more revenues. They basically want to raise taxes to see the state have more revenue so that they can spend more on the things they think are priorities. That is a good example of something that is probably a good idea. It's definitely within the bounds of what was passed in that marijuana law at the ballot by voters that did insist on greater opportunity for communities of color when it comes to marijuana. But there's just not $1 million sitting around in order to put this into action. So this is, you know, where the rubber meets the road and what our lawmakers do day to day.
We've also talked a lot about the idea of raising taxes now or later. What's going on in the Senate with that?
Yeah, that was the big question earlier this week of whether or not the Senate will go with what the Senate president and kind of Senate Democratic leadership want, which is to put off a tax conversation till later in the session. And that's also what the House wants to do, have a larger comprehensive look at what taxes could be raised and where they should go. Education, transportation, K-12, things like that. Or, being the Senate, kind of throw a curveball and do it in the budget or do some tax raises in the budget. And there were a lot of good speeches about why they needed to raise taxes, but at the end, they did not do it. So it's still going to be a $42.7 billion budget. They're not going to raise huge broad-based taxes right now, and they are going to have that discussion later on.
Okay, so they're following in line with the House and maybe not with the governor as much. So we can expect a tax discussion then. Everybody's saying they're going to do it.
Absolutely. For the first time in about a decade, everyone's really on the same page about what the needs are. That's K-12 education, roads and bridges and transportation and the MBTA, and what types of different taxes they're going to look at to get it all done. What that package looks like is going to be very complicated, and that's really what we're going to be talking about for most of the rest of the year, if not into next year.
All right, we're going to get educated on taxes with WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Mike, thanks for your check-in, and we'll be talking to you soon. Have a great weekend.
Good to be with you.